Welcome to Briggs Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Philadelphia Athletics and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Spook Jacobs. Batting second. The first baseman, Lou Limmer. Batting third. The left fielder, Vic Power. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Bill Renna. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Bill Wilson. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Jim Finnegan. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Joe DeMaestri. Batting eighth. The catcher, Billy Shantz. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Sonny Dixon. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Sonny Dixon. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Harvey Keen. Batting second. The center fielder, Bill Tuttle. Batting third. The left fielder, Bob Niemann. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Ray Boone. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Wayne Bilardi. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Al Kaline. Batting seventh. The catcher, Frank House. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Frank Bowling. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Billy Heft. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Billy Heft. And now, play ball. Spook Jacobs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacobs hits a fly ball into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Limmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Limmer hits a fly ball into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bill Renna is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Renna hits a pop-up, foul, towards the right side of the infield. Bowling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Harvey Keen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keen hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Keen moves to second. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann hits a line drive into right field. Renna settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wayne Bilardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bilardi hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Dixon fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bill Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Niemann. Wilson reaches second base with a double. Jim Finnegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finnegan hits a fly ball into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe DeMaestri is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeMaestri hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Boone settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Shantz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shantz is walked intentionally. Sonny Dixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dixon hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Wilson scores. Shantz moves to third. It's 1-0, Athletics. Spook Jacobs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacobs is 0-for-1 in the game. Jacobs hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Shantz scores. Dixon moves to second. It's 2-0, Athletics. Lou Limmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Limmer is 0-for-1 in the game. Limmer hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline hits a ball on the ground towards first. Limmer scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Kaline for the out. One out. Frank House is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. House hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling hits a fly ball into left field. Power settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Power hits a fly ball into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Renna is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Renna is 0-for-1 in the game. Renna hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bill Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Wilson hits a line drive towards third. Boone reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Finnegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finnegan is 0-for-1 in the game. Finnegan hits a line drive into left field. That will be extra bases. Niemann fumbles the ball. That's a double and an error on Niemann. Renna goes all the way around to score. Finnegan moves to third. It's 3-0, Athletics. Joe DeMaestri is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeMaestri is 0-for-1 in the game. DeMaestri hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. House settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Billy Heft is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heft takes first base on ball 4. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Keene hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Heft moves to second. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Tuttle hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Heft moves to third. Keene moves to second. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann is 0-for-1 in the game. Niemann hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A grand slam home run. It's 4-3, Tigers. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 0-for-1 in the game. Boone hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Al Simon now pitching. Walt Dropo pinch hits for Wayne Bilardi. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo is called out on strikes. One out. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0-for-1 in the game. Kaline hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Jacobs scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Boone moves to second. Two outs. Frank House is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. House is 0-for-1 in the game. House hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Wilson. House reaches second base with a double. Boone scores. It's 5-3, Tigers. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 0-for-1 in the game. Bowling hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Walt Dropo now playing first base. Billy Shantz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shantz is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Shantz strikes out. One out. Al Sima is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sima strikes out. Two outs. Spook Jacobs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacobs is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Jacobs hits a fly ball into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Athletics 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Billy Heft is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heft is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Heft hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Keene hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of power. Keene reaches second base with a double. Heft moves to third. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Tuttle hits a ball on the ground towards short. DeMaestri scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got four RBIs. Niemann is walked intentionally. Dutch Romberger now pitching. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Boone hits a fly ball into right field. Renna settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Heft tags and scores. Two outs. It's 6-3, Tigers. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo is 0-for-1 in the game. Dropo hits a ball on the ground towards third. Finnegan fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. Niemann moves to second. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Lou Limmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Limmer is 0-for-2 in the game. Limmer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bowling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Power hits a line drive towards short. Keene reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Renna is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Renna is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Renna strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Athletics 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0-for-2 in the game. Kaline hits a line drive towards third. Finnegan reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank House is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. House is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. House strikes out. Two outs. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 0-for-2 in the game. Bowling takes first base on ball 4. Billy Heft is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heft is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Heft hits a pop-up towards third. Finnegan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Bill Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Wilson hits a fly ball into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Finnegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finnegan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Finnegan hits a fly ball into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe DeMaestri is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeMaestri is 0-for-2 in the game. DeMaestri hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bowling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Athletics 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a double. Keene hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Tuttle hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Keene moves to second. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got four RBIs. Niemann hits a pop-up towards short. DeMaestri settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Boone hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo is 0-for-2 in the game. Dropo hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Keene scores. There goes Tuttle trying to get to second. Power throws the ball into Finnegan, who relays the ball to Jacobs, who tags Tuttle for the out. It's 7-3, Tigers. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Billy Shance is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shance is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Shance hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bowling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Robertson pinch hits for Dutch Romberger. Jim Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson takes first base on ball 4. Spook Jacobs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacobs is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Jacobs hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Robertson moves to second. Lou Limmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Limmer is 0-for-3 in the game. Limmer takes first base on ball 4. Robertson moves to third. Jacobs moves to second. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Power hits a ball on the ground towards short. Keene fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the Athletics 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Mo Burchie now pitching. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0-for-3 in the game. Kaline hits a ball on the ground towards short. DeMaestri scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank House is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. House is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. he's got one RBI. House hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Jacobs misplays the ball. That's an error on Jacobs. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Bowling hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Jacobs fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Bill Renna is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Renna is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Renna hits a fly ball into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Wilson strikes out. Two outs. Jim Finnegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finnegan is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Finnegan hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Tuttle. Finnegan reaches second base with a double. Joe DeMaestri is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeMaestri is 0 for 3 in the game. DeMaestri hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Dropo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the Athletics 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Billy Heft is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heft is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Heft hits a fly ball into left field. Power settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 4 for 4 in the game, with 3 singles and a double. Keene hits a ball on the ground towards short. DeMaestri scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 3 for 4 in the game, with 3 singles. Tuttle hits a fly ball into left field. Power settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Don Lund now playing left field. Billy Shantz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shantz is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Shantz hits a fly ball into left field. Lund settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete Suter pinch hits for Mo Bertschi. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter strikes out. Two outs. Spook Jacobs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacobs is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got one RBI. Jacobs hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boone fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 7, and Philadelphia Athletics, 3. Goodbye from Briggs Stadium in Detroit.